This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
What's should put the Olympics on the telly in this studio while we're doing the show. Do you
what
think?
Would you like?
I got producer Callum would allow us.
I got Discovery Plus.
Oh, did you get it?
Yeah.
Tell everybody that now, because that's a bit of intel that people might know.
Okay, so Discovery Plus, obviously it's like a subscription thing. It's only €7 for like a month.
That's
right?
Brilliant.
Which is for the duration of the Olympics is on, I'm pretty sure. And so when you download it and sign in or whatever, pay. There's a little section that says Paris 2024. I'm actually just going to cast it to the TV and show you. There's a little section that says Paris 2024, and you can go into all Olympic sports. And so you can choose anyone at random. I'm going to click rugby sevens, and you can see what's upcoming, time
cool.
It's on it.
Brilliant.
And you can see what's already happened. So that was on the 28th of July. So I can click into that and play that.
Watch the whole thing.
That's bloody brilliant.
So that's like a replay of what the rugby sevens from yesterday.
For €7.
€7. I was watching this non-stop the other day.
Oh my God.
Skateboarding.
I was watching the girls yesterday. There was like literally 14-year-olds skateboarding last night.
They were brilliant.
So
we can also see what's on right now as well. So we can watch the dive. Watching the diving. Get that on.
I fucking love the diving, mate.
There's Tom.
There's Tom.
He's just about at the perfect time.
It's Tom.
Tom Daly.
He's the most famous.
He's English.
English,
Emma. He's like one of the most famous.
I wouldn't be into the diving.
Olympians. Don't remember him. He was so famous.
Very, very famous.
Loads of them have the Olympic.
Is he on the right hand side?
He's on the right, yeah.
Loads of them have the Olympic tattoo.
Oh!
That was stunning.
We don't even know, though. They just did a 10-meter dive. Sorry, I'm really bad at radio.
It's terrible to listen to this, but let me assure you, Tom Daly just did a stunner of a dive.
Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant.
Their feet, it's a zoom up of their feet.
Look at that. One, two, like his
that
head.
That must feel incredible.
Unreal. And
it's
they
like less splash the better, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So yeah, that's what we've got going on.
Oh well, everyone, their team seem happy with them.
Oh, we have to stay on, let people know if they place. Oh, okay, never mind. Ah, you can look it up later on.
You can look it up.
Spins Fully Charged
with Emma, Dave and
Ashley.
Here we go again.
Let's do it all again.
Look, what the hell?
A brand new
already.
Brand new week. What?
Feels like 2 seconds ago we did this last.
Oh my God, yeah. I thought that yesterday. I was like, what?
Oh yeah.
Too quick.
Sunday.
Too quick.
Yesterday was such a cracking day, wasn't it?
Yeah, and looks
stunning.
Lovely out there today as well.
Gorgeous.
It was like 8 o'clock and I got a text to go into town. I was like, why not?
Yeah,
it's lovely out.
Totally.
So,
I was in Glendalough yesterday, did the hike, and on the way back, my friend I was with just kind of was checking the pockets and was like, my phone's gone.
Oh, no.
Realised that the pocket had a hole in it, phone sized.
Class.
Clearly, I'd put the phone in the pocket after taking a photo or something, and it came straight out, and neither of us noticed.
No.
He was surprisingly like grand about it. I'd be losing my mind. I was like, no, we have to stay. We will stay here until my phone.
Back up.
Yeah, we'll go back to the top again. He was like, it's grand. It's a crap phone anyway.
Seriously?
No,
really chilled about it. And then, so I got back down to like, you know where they serve coffees and toasties and stuff?
Yeah.
You're looking at me like I've done a hike before. No, I do not know.
Anyway, your typical little bits to grab a few bits after your hike. So I went over to every van. I was like, has the phone been handed in? He was like, it's grand, I don't care. And I was like, no, like, come on, like, it's worth it just to check. And at Glendalough in the car park, they have like, you pay a fiver to go into the car park. So they have a little hut.
Okay.
So that was my last attempt.
Yeah.
Went over there, had the phone.
No!
Isn't that amazing?
Fair play to whoever handed that in. That's brilliant.
Legendary.
That really is amazing.
I was celebrating. It wasn't even my phone. It was like, oh, great. I was like, what?
I'd be the exact same, but he was probably like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like that thing we were saying last week where we were like, if you have a terrible phone, you kind of want to lose it or break it.
So you make you
buy a new one.
Yeah, the phone was the iPhone that still had, you'd hate this, Dave, it still had the thumb bit.
To open it.
Yeah.
You should have let that go, Emma.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Taylor Swift, Post Malone, and Fortnite on Spin. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you know Friday was a day I was looking forward to for a long time?
Yeah.
Probably 3 years. I would say.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was the Olympics opening ceremony.
Yeah.
I love their opening ceremony. They usually go into like a big stadium and every country goes in, they hold the flags up and, you know, they walk in and everyone in the stadium cheers and you see the Olympic flame going and it's just cool.
Mm. And you go, where the hell is that place?
Yeah, that's a made up place. I've never heard
there's
of that.
So many crazy countries.
And then you get emotional when you see the Irish crowd rock out.
Yeah, it's very cool. But it was in France this year, so it wasn't that great.
Oh no, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong, like, but I was just so bored.
Really?
I just thought they didn't do it. Like, and I'm sure some people are listening going, oh, I really enjoyed it. I really didn't. I got so bored. So they had boats. Instead of a stadium, it was up the Seine, right?
Yeah.
And so it was just country after country on boats. First thing I didn't like was the countries were sharing boats.
Yes, obviously, that annoyed me.
Like, I know there's like 190 countries or whatever to get through. Fair enough. You don't really have 190
boats. But you should. It's your bloody Olympics opening ceremony. Just
dead
get
right.
190
dead
boats.
Right. There was just random boats. Yeah. And the thing was, the boats weren't the same boats. Some of them were really, really small for the smaller countries. And some of them were giant yachts.
Oh, I wouldn't be into that now, though.
Some of them barge boats.
Yeah.
They didn't have the same team going. There was nothing. There was no kind of like...
consistency.
Yeah.
The problem, or not the problem, straight away I'm thinking of, you know, like those little tractor days
in
the countryside where every community goes around in a tractor.
Yeah.
It's kind of not as
it's
cool.
That vibe.
As
oh my God, it was so like that. I watched it back on Saturday. We put it on and on like the playback or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were fast forwarding through everything just to get to like something interesting, like performance or whatever. I can't imagine watching it live.
No, it was grim.
It was messy.
They kept cutting right today. So they'd stop after maybe about five countries and they'd be like, hey, there's this masked guy.
Oh,
right?
I hated him.
There was this masked guy.
I hated
him. Who had the Olympic torch, right?
And he was,
the whole idea was kind of a cool idea. He was running through Paris to go to get to the Olympic torch to light it, to light the official torch, right? But they kept cutting to these pre-recorded bits of him like running through this lovely sunny Paris.
Yeah, it was so annoying.
And then going back to live where it's bucketing down.
Oh no.
Lashing rain and rotten. Do you know what I mean? And it was just stupid. And then at the end, spoiler alert, they didn't even reveal who he was. We were all like, it's Thierry Henry. It's Mbappe.
It's Nadal.
It's anyone. And it was no one.
No, he was like a representation of different French fairy tale stories.
4 hours of him running in a mask and we're all going, who's behind the mask? It didn't matter.
No reveal.
No reveal.
Oh, Ash got very annoyed.
All the tweets were like, are you serious? Like, no reveal. This is ridiculous.
And as I said, I only watched it for about an hour, never mind four.
Did you watch Gaga?
Yeah.
What a load of shite.
What was that song?
At one point, she sat down to play the piano, right? Ends. She sits down. I was like, I'm going to die.
No,
I hated it.
I was with my like musical gals and we watched it and we were so angry. I felt like even the choreography, it was messy.
It was so bizarre.
It was a mess.
Yeah.
And there was I felt like all the performances took place on the edge of the Seine. Nobody had a good view. Not even the cameras.
All the cameras had to be zoomed in.
Oh man,
it was terrible.
There was rain all over the screens of the cameras.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm so sorry to Paris.
It wasn't good. However, they did kind of redeem themselves a little bit. The very end.
Ah yeah.
Midway up the Eiffel Tower, Queen Celine
That
Dion.
Was spectacular.
This was unbelievable. We were all French. That was unbelievable.
We forgot about the masked man and the crappy little boats.
They should have just done that. Just had Celine Dion do the whole thing.
Wow, lad, her voice.
That was unbelievable.
Unreal.
Amazing. This is a new picture, this on Spin. It's called Satellites.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
Anne-Marie, Shania Twain and Unhealthy on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Morning. If you were looking to buy an island with a lot of potential, a potential to build a very prosperous hotel, a lot of history on this little island, only 6 acres.
This is funny, I am actually in the market for an island.
Yeah. And if you heard that there was many ghosts living on the island, would you consider the value of the island more or less?
I would say less.
I would say less, yeah.
Tourism? Question mark. Building a hotel.
Yeah, but I would. I would prefer to kind of broadcast to the masses than people who just like ghosts.
I get you.
Yeah.
Some people like
a little gang of weirdos.
Most people don't want to meet a ghost. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, there is a 6-acre island off the Devon coast, and it's complete with a private beach, fortifications, and planning permission for a luxury hotel.
Okay.
It's been put up for sale. I love the name, but it's called Drake's Island.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with rapper Drake.
Oh.
It's very close to Plymouth. Only like 600 yards, and it was used as a military defence for hundreds of years. There's still like the 18th century cannons in position and all the rest.
Awesome.
So if you're a history nerd, this is for you.
Oh, that's cool.
You can get there by boat, just 10 minutes, and there's, like, as I mentioned, this kind of military history everywhere. Over 2,000 years of history, they're saying. And Mr. Phillips, he bought the island, this guy, in 2019 for $6 million, and he's the guy working on securing this planning permission for a 43-bed hotel, and he gives these guided tours and all the rest. So why he's selling, needless to gum, because he sounds like he's pretty into it. But they are saying any new owner will not be alone. There are 15 resident ghosts living there, they say. All former military men.
That's good.
I do think if you had people coming over for the history of the place and you said, oh, well, some of the soldiers from the 18th century are still there, you can communicate with them. Ching, 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 ching.
You think that's a money spinner?
Oh, yeah. People coming over to meet the old lady.
I feel like they might have overkilled by saying 15 ghosts.
What do you mean by that now?
I just feel like if you told me there was a ghost there, I'd be like, oh, creepy. You tell me there's 15 of them.
Mm. And it's only six. It's only like, 6 acres.
That's, yeah, you're like, sure. Give over.
It's almost like, yeah, the whole island is 6 acres. So that's like 2 ghosts plus per acre.
Wow. Oh, God. Yeah, that's... There's nowhere to hide. Nowhere safe.
Yeah.
Like, an acre's small, man.
They're definitely divided up in acres as well.
Yeah. Also, they're not real.
Yeah, they're not actually there. So like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, if you really wanted to be like, to like make me believe there was ghosts there, say there's two. Say there's, you know, one or two.
Yeah.
15 makes me think you just went, how many ghosts would we say we have?
Yeah. How can we make ourselves have the most? What's the
most amount of ghosts in an island per capita?
Well, this guy now, Mr. Phillips, is trying to sell this place, would disagree with you guys. He says that the ghosts are here to protect us. That's what they did when they were alive, and that's what they're still doing. He's a good marketing man.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. He said, I've seen enough to say stuff happens here that I can't explain, but all of it is really nice. He says.
Oh, interesting.
Honestly, I want this guy on our marketing team.
I love everyone's like, all right, so what are the ghosts doing? And he's like, ah, sure, I can't explain that.
But they're nice. Like, they're good lads.
They're sound.
Get him. Military men.
We need him doing PR on this show, I tell you.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Bless and Cameron Watson and Kisses on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Cameron Watson's one of your people, Ash.
One of my people?
Yeah, he's from Kildare.
Oh, well, brilliant.
I genuinely thought it was going to be musical theatre.
Like musical or a knitter. Or a vegetarian.
He's a DJ, obviously, from Robertstown in Kildare. And he's only 21. I just saw on his Instagram story last night. He put up, so many people are texting me saying, Tiësto played Kisses at Tomorrowland main stage. Does anyone have a video? Please
That's
send it
so
to me.
That's so cool.
Oh, my God.
And then the next story is Tiësto playing Kisses at Tomorrowland.
Awesome.
That is so cool.
It's actually such a bop.
It's so
I
so
love
good.
It.
Yeah, it's class. And it's Irish as well. Yep. You're listening to Spin.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name. That's not my name.
All right, we're looking for a big win on That's Not My Name today. This is a game where we get you on, and with no hints or clues, we're going to get one guess each at what we think your name is. It's just a feeling. It's just
I got a good
vibe.
Feeling about this.
Do you?
I do.
You have a good feeling.
I have never won this game.
Yeah, me and Ash have had a couple of wins.
It's my time to shine.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been a win on this for about 6 weeks, okay? So we're up to 12 IMC Cinema passes. That's what you could be winning if we guess your name right today. It's a bit unfair. We could hold all the power and none of the knowledge.
Question, what am I doing wrong? to have not guessed anyone's name.
You're
so
just
far.
Not tapping into your inner mystic.
Is that enough. Is that
I
it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so I need to turn that on somehow.
Go rub some crystals or something.
Perfect.
That's a good idea.
Branch.
Yeah, buy some crystals, read some horoscopes and things.
Okie dokie.
Into the thing. Okay, so basically, in order for you to enter this, you've been sending in your voice notes telling us what your name is. We have not heard them. Producer Callum has. So with that in mind, we'd like you to be able to hear who we're talking to.
Yeah, we're letting you in on the secret.
Let's get our headphones off.
Yeah.
And let's play voice note one.
My name is Noel.
And let's play.
All right, Noel. How are you? Player one.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, player one. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
Hi, player one.
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good. Okay, player one, I'm going to just go straight into this. Is your name Rob?
It is not. That's not my name.
That's okay. Not your name.
Player one, is your name... Ooh, Ryan.
That's not my name.
Nice long pause there. Bring up the tension.
Yeah.
Player one, is your name Chris?
Ooh, no. That's not my name.
Oh, come here, tell us, player one. Player one. What is your name?
Reveal yourself.
My name is Noel.
Noel.
My granddad's name.
A lovely name.
If only it was December.
Is your birthday on Christmas Day?
The 22nd.
Very close.
Oh, yeah. All the Noels.
Have a great day, Noel. Sorry now. Thanks,
sorry, Noel. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye,
I thought you
bye.
Only called a kid Noel if they were born on Christmas Day.
Well, I don't know. I know two Noels, my granddad and my cousin, and they were both born in December.
Oh, right.
So I think
what's
maybe
the girl one?
December.
Is it Holly? Is
that? Oh, yeah. Probably, yeah. Yeah. Or Robin.
Robin.
Noel.
Noel.
Or, is that, yeah. Or Nut Roast.
Turkey.
Headphones off!
My name is Daniel.
Let's play!
Player two. How are you, player two?
All good, all good.
All right, player two, is your name Steve?
That's not my name.
Player two, is your name Jack?
That's not my name.
Ah, damn it.
Player two, is your name Niall?
That's not my name.
Nice.
Player two, reveal yourself.
My name is Daniel.
Your name is Daniel.
That was a classic one.
It's a great name.
Oh, sorry,
Daniel.
Daniel.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What time of year do you have to be born in to be called Daniel?
Oh, you can go
any day, I think.
Wherever you want.
Yeah,
that's an easy one.
Oh, that's annoying. Every time I say the wrong name, I'm like, no, damn it.
It's really upsetting.
So you're like idiot.
I've read the horoscopes.
I just smacked myself in the face.
I've read the horoscopes. I'm trying to tap into the mystic. It's not working.
Look, you've one more chance.
Okay.
Headphones off.
My name is Gary.
And let's play!
Hello, player three, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, how are you? All right, player three, is your name Connor?
No, that's not my name.
Damn it.
Player three, is your name Paul?
No, that's not my name.
Come on, Aisling!
For the last time this week, player three, is your name Shane?
No, that's not my name.
Player three, what's your name?
My name is Gary.
I was going to say Gary! Damn it! I'm
like
fuming.
The snail and SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Gary, have a fab day. Sorry.
Good luck, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Why are we so bad at this?
Idiots.
Like, it's such a hard game to be good at. Like, how are you meant to be good at it?
No, we're idiots.
It's so stupid. I hate it. Let's just never do it again.
It's just because you didn't come up with it. Every game Dave comes up with, he's like, the best game ever. I come up with a great game.
That best game ever is coming on Wednesday.
Let's go.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
This is Spins Fully Charged.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Did any of you watch the All-Ireland yesterday?
I did, yeah.
Did you, yeah?
I watched the second half. Yeah, I enjoyed it, yeah.
Brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so tight.
It was very, very tight. The first half was actually quite boring.
I thought so too.
Really quite boring.
First half was quite boring.
But towards the end, then it got really, really intense.
Yeah, especially the last, like, extra time, or the injury time, whatever. Yeah, it was very exciting.
Isn't it mad that both All-Irelands, the hurling and the Gaelic football, both ended with a point
between them.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Brilliant. So exciting.
But I'm just, I don't have the stats for yesterday's match, but I have the stats for the All-Ireland hurling final. Ooh. Which was obviously last Sunday. How many people do you think watched the All-Ireland hurling final? Like, if you think about it, how many people are in Ireland? Four million? 5 million?
I think it's five now,
I think it's 5 million now. How many people
watched? We're not counting the BBC Two viewers, are we? Just RTE.
I'd imagine this is just RTE.
Okay. So let's just look at just RTE. 800,000?
800,000.
I'm going to say 500,000.
500,000. 1.2 million.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, we really lowballed it there.
Which, to be fair, I actually thought it'd be a lot more.
Well, here's the thing, right? I think, for example, I watched it in a pub with probably 60 eyes on one telly.
And that's just one telly.
Yeah.
So that's probably where...
So it's probably like...
There probably is more.
1.5 or 1.6 million actually watching it.
But there you go. 1.2 tellies were watching it. Or 1.2 TVs.
Million tellies, yeah. That's
cool.
It's cool that they can tell that, isn't it?
It is cool, yeah. I actually really wish we could do that for radio. Actually, no, I don't. You have four listeners. Great sound, cheers. Good morning. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about Adele and how she's come to perform in Munich for a few nights. Purpose-built stadium for like 80,000 people.
Yeah, it's cool.
And it's not like a tour. She's just coming to Munich. And the reason being is because it's Central Europe and everyone can kind of come to her as opposed to you having to go to... Instead of her coming to your country.
The soundest thing for fans who have to spend loads on a ticket and then fly and then get accommodation.
At the same time, they have like the purpose-built stadium. They wanted to put on a very specific Adele show. Yep. So that's why they did
she can control the whole thing.
Exactly. She can kind of do everything. Well, things are getting interesting because she's just announced an Adele Lucky Dip ticket.
Oh.
Right?
Well, that's it.
I've never heard of something like this before. And I think it's a game changer. €35. Right?
Whoa.
€35.
That's fair.
Inclusive of all fees is that €35. Guarantees you a ticket. Location of the ticket is allocated the day of the show. Anywhere from the back row to standing in the front.
Oh my God.
Isn't that sick?
That's pretty cool for £35. How many of them do they have? A few.
They don't have like loads of them or anything. Yeah, yeah. But there is like, there's a couple available. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think this is so cool.
So when did they or do they get released? Are they released yet?
They are released, yes. So you can just go and get a Lucky Dip ticket now. And then, but you arrive to the concert on the day and that's when you find out where you're sitting.
Oh, that's kind of cool. The only issue is I presume you'd have to commit to potentially being on your own for the gig. But if you're happy with that,
I think you can get two tickets. Okay, that's the only thing. So that would be good.
It'd be a double.
Sure, God, these days, nobody cares where you're sitting when, as long as you can get a ticket to big gigs like that.
Like you seem to, even big gigs, I feel like no one can get tickets to the big gigs anymore.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. So I think this is a real game changer and I really, really like it. Would you want to, if you were, like say it's Beyonce, right?
Mm.
Would you risk or would you, you know, pay just up. Go and buy your own ticket?
That's a good question.
Would you pay £200, let's say, to be standing at the front or 35 for a little bit of a...
For Beyonce, I think I would... probably fork out just because she's my girl, but for anybody else, I'd be happy to risk the lucky dip. Like I got Sabrina Carpenter tickets on Friday. I was very lucky to get them, as in like just on Ticketmaster. But I'm like way back in the
thing.
Yeah, but I just put in best available, like because I was like, I just want to see her anywhere. But obviously, I'd be delighted with the front too.
Yeah, you would. So it says maximum purchase of 2 tickets per person. The location can't be changed once allocated, which is interesting. Tickets must be collected from the box office in person day of the show. I really, really like this idea. However, I think it could improve a little bit. I want more lucky dip options.
Oh, go on.
You know what I mean? I want to pay £20 and I get a random piece of merch.
Yeah, that's fun.
Really good.
And I like to come in a little lucky dip bag.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So you could end up getting like a little tea coaster. Or you could get a hoodie. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just whatever they pull out.
That's a really good idea.
I think that'd be interesting. I want to pay a tenner for a snack lucky dip.
Yes.
Okay? And so you walk up the shop, you dip your hand into a bag and you pull out a piece of paper that tells you what your snack is.
And it's like Adele has chosen this for you.
Exactly, yeah. You get one option to change it, but it could be changing to something worse. Do you know what I mean? You don't know. I just think that'd be interesting.
That makes the whole day just so much more fun.
Plus, I feel like if you did that, they would... actually want it to be good because people would just start complaining. But I paid a tenner and all I got was a bottle of water. Like, that is the game.
Yeah, but that's the risk you take.
That is the risk you take, but I also feel like, you know what I mean, the shops won't want to deal with people complaining.
Yeah.
They'll be like, I'll just put in a few crisps.
I think crucially what is needed here is a bag that you put your hand into.
Yes.
For a lucky dip.
Definitely.
I don't want something to be called a lucky dip that doesn't involve putting my hand in it.
I completely agree.
Totally get that.
Yeah.
And I want to be a case where like you can put your hand into the bag, but your head has to be looking left.
Yeah.
Don't you dare have a little cheeky peek.
Eyes must be averted.
100%.
There we go. Like, I think lucky dips need more dipping.
They do.
Yeah.
We just need to be using the term correctly.
Yeah, true.
What's the correct term?
Lucky dip.
Eyes averted, hand in a bag.
Okay, fair. Rules are rules.
Yeah.
Need to update you on the weekend. I was telling you that my friend was over from the UK and trying to squeeze in as much of sightseeing as we could with like limitations with work. So I was like, you need to see a little bit of outside of Dublin. They've been here working for a while, right? So I haven't really got a chance to explore much. I'm really keen to. But I was trying to think of somewhere that was close enough to Dublin so that when they finish work on the Saturday... it wouldn't be like a very long journey and I'd be back for a bit of work yesterday evening as well.
Yeah. Right?
So we decided on Wicklow. Great shout. There's so much you can do there. It's absolutely stunning. All the rest.
Love Wicklow. Such a lovely place, yeah.
It was up to them now to sort the accommodation, because the idea was that we were going to get up really early on the Sunday morning before I had to get back to work to do the proper Glendalough experience, okay?
Yeah.
Potentially the 5-hour hike. Spoiler alert, we didn't do the 5-hour. We did the 2.5. But anyway, that was the intention. The intention was there. So as a result, we said, let's just stay out of Dublin the night before. So I was there on the Google Maps on Saturday, driving around the back and beyonds of Wicklow. Stunning scenery, every look, like woodlands, the light was shining through the trees. It was so gorgeous. And I was like, where the hell is this hotel? And eventually we rock up in the middle of the woods to this literal house, right? And I was like, this has to be wrong. One second now, there's no 3G. Let's just do this, blah, blah, blah. And then I kind of looked at the house again and I was like, maybe that's a B&B, is it? So I said, come on, we'll go in and just have a look and see what the story is.
We'll just go into this house.
Knock, knock, knock.
We'll knock, knock, knock on the door and just check.
Can we stay here, please?
Or do you have any Wi-Fi so I can try and rejig this Google Maps to find this hotel that you sorted? Anyway, Amy rocked the door and we were greeted in typical old school Irish B&B fashion by the host and the hostess, circa 65, perhaps.
Aww.
Ah, yeah. Mary and Joe.
Okay.
Right.
Were they actually called Mary and Joe?
No, I made that up.
Oh, my God. I was like,
Mary and Joe.
So perfect.
Mary and Joe. Ah, how are you? Would you? Well, welcome in. It's lovely. It's Emma, is it? Ah, welcome. We saw the book. And how are you? Welcome in, welcome in, welcome in.
I couldn't do this. I'd be gone straight away.
And I just literally turned and I was
like, give me a key in a box. That's what I want.
I said, you wanted the full Irish experience. We are staying in a B&B ran by, we're going to call it, we call them Mary and Joe all weekend. Welcome aboard. And I've been thinking, on the back of my first B&B experience in many, many years, long live Irish B&Bs. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Consider them when you're making bookings. I would say Irish B&Bs, way up high, hotels, middling.
Oh, the renters are going to love you. More Airbnbs. <Yeah. laughs>
No, I'm talking the classic.
Yeah.
Actual B&B.
Yeah, with a live-in host.
Yes, exactly. My granny used to run a B&B, so I got all the childhood memories of when I used to stay there and she'd be up running around in the morning and all that. Anyway, Number one, as I said, I already mentioned it, the greeting. You won't get a greeting like that, kind of someone at the hotel lobby really looking at you up and down. I think they're decent now, Joe. They're not going to wreck the place now, Joe, are they?
I hate this.
I loved it. I loved it in particular because the person I was with was so taken aback by it.
Yeah.
It was really enjoyable. Number two, the next morning, the plan was to be up Glendalough at 8:30. It was 9:45 and we were going for breakfast. Walked down the stairs and just kind of wondered, I presume it's not too late for breakfast, it's 9:45. Oh, like we were in trouble.
Oh, no.
Mary. She kind of said, like, what time do you call this?
Really?
Said, you're not expecting a full Irish now, are you?
Oh, my God.
It's a bit late for that. All I can do is scrambled eggs and a bit of toast. That's all I can do. Try and wash it up. Everything's washed up. It's 9:45. Where have you been?
You're supposed to be pro B&B and you can't get a
you're
breakfast
really
at 10:15.
I loved it.
I love the rules.
Don't you have notions? So she did a bit of salmon. That's the best you could do. And there's fruit there if you want.
She did a bit of salmon.
Salmon
at 9:15.
9:45.
Smoked salmon.
No, I didn't touch it now, mind you. I had a few eggs and an orange. That was my breakfast. I had a few eggs and an orange and I said, you know what? She's dead right.
She's like, I won't do you a rasher, but I'll give you a salmon as punishment.
Yeah, that's pretty much the vibes.
Oh,
and that humbling experience, I think, you won't get in a hotel, okay?
You certainly wouldn't.
Yeah. In a hotel, I don't think you're going to find hot water bottles at the end of your bed. Just in case you get a bit chilly overnight. Oh, little.
And you love this.
Nice.
For you. I love hot water bottles. Didn't use it now, it's a bit hot.
Oh, right, it was there.
They were there.
Okay, grand.
Were they hot?
No, they were there if you wanted to heat them up. Like, do you want a hot water bottle? You can use it if you want.
Okay.
Now, I can speak for myself and say that I certainly have never hugged a hotel manager when I left the place.
Why did you hug this absolute wagon? So mean.
I swear you should do marketing for prison camps or something. Like, you're just talking about it. And do you know what? And when they greeted you, they slapped you in the face. I loved it. It's just real authentic or something, isn't it?
A bit of humbling, you know? We literally embraced, even though she was delighted to see the back of us. I was like, up Irish B&Bs!
My God.
It was a busy day in town yesterday. It was the All-Ireland Football Final. I watched it in a pub in Ennis and then on a train platform in Ennis on my phone. Armagh obviously winning by a point. I was delighted for Armagh in the end, so I was, even though I went to college in Galway.
You went to Clare on the wrong weekend.
I know. It was so stupid, actually. I do enjoy kind of watching the celebrations at the end of the match, so I did keep it on like for the captain's speech and the trophy lifting and all
that. I really liked the captain's speech. I liked that they allowed the wife and kids to come down.
I thought that was cute.
His little boy hugging him from the back. So cute.
And I liked the way it was bilingual because he had spoken half in Irish.
Yes.
That was good. And I noticed the song that they played after the captain's speech when they're like passing the trophy down and they're each getting their chance to lift it up.
Epic celebrations. All the team getting a chance to finally lift the trophy.
Yeah. Down. And kind of when you're watching on the telly, it was hard enough to tell what song it was because there was like commentary and stuff. But I'm sure when you're in like Croke Park, it was pretty clear. Yeah. And I thought it wasn't a bad choice. They went for this one.
I like it.
When you get to the run fast for your money, like that's a jumper.
Yeah, that is a jumper.
But it's a lot of a build to get to that.
It is. Yeah. That's true. There is quite.
And I know I'd be kind of raging if my turn to lift the trophy was to.
That's so a really good point.
Well, I think I'd wait. Yeah. I'm like, I'll do it. Yeah, funny. But it was a better choice, I think, than the week before when Claire won the hurling, and this was the song. Let's make
tonight the weekend. Yeah. I don't wanna wait. Good tune, but like, it's not good enough. I'm sorry.
It's too new. It's also a remake of Numa 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 Ye.
Exactly.
Dragon so said and Tay.
That would have been better.
It's One Republic, I Don't Want to Wait. It's also like, let's make tonight the weekend. Sure it is. It's Sunday.
Yeah.
It is the weekend. Yeah. It's too new. It's not iconic enough. Okay. So I've been thinking we can do better.
Okay.
With our trophy lifting songs. I've come up with three songs that I think will be better to lift the trophy to. I'd love you guys to have a think about three each yourselves. We can get to them after. But this one, I think, actually potentially was on the list if Cork had won the hurling final last week. Have a listen. If you're proud of who you are and what you do, show me.
Fans would have been thrilled with that.
I'm vibing with
that. If Cork had won the hurling, that would have been hilarious.
Maybe it was their choice.
Maybe it was, okay. Next, I have something that I highly doubt was on the list.
You doubt it.
I doubt it. I think the GAA would be too cowardly to have the bravery to play
a song
as epic as this. But I think it would be so beyond incredible if you lifted the trophy to this. One more time.
I wouldn't say they're not brave enough. I'd say they're not clued in enough. I don't know if anyone knows what that is.
Sorry, are you mad?
What is it?
That is One Day More from Les Miserables. Thank you very much.
No,
that was last time.
Oh, come on.
I didn't know it.
You're joking.
No, I didn't.
That's the most iconic song from Les Mis.
I don't think I've seen Les Mis.
Oh, I feel sick.
I thought that was Les Miserables.
I used to always call it Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
Finally, you definitely know this song. I think you're going to be on board when I tell you that there is no greater song to lift a trophy to than this.
Let's go.
Never gets old. Tom Grennan's Gillette song. Best a man can get. I wouldn't even pay them to use that. I'd just do it voluntarily.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I want you to have a think.
Yeah.
Three songs each that are better to lift the trophy to than David Guetta and One Republic, I Don't Want to Wait.
Okay, or Les Miserables.
You won't find one, but come on. And something I noticed across the two finals was the music that they played when the winning team were lifting the various cups, or the two cups. And yesterday it was Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over, which wasn't too bad, but we kind of said a bit too long of a build.
Yeah.
But then the week before, when Claire won, it was this song. Let's make tonight.
I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. not iconic.
It's not iconic enough. It's only out.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really get people talking.
No, it's only out, but it's also not like the biggest song of the year or anything.
Also, it doesn't really tell a story. It's like, oh, like we should party tonight. Like, okay, great.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It doesn't tell a story. Like, I like the dog days are over to a point because it's a little bit like...
Yeah, the dog days are over.
They're finished.
Yeah, we're up.
We won.
Yeah. So I came with three alternative songs that I think will be better for lifting the trophy. I had Cabin Crew, The Spark. I had One Day More from Les Miserables. And then I also had the Tom Grennan Gillette ad song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of which I think would be more epic, more iconic while lifting the cup. And I asked you guys to have a think of three yourselves.
I really had fun thinking about this in the last few minutes. Just people kind of in the stadium doing three things. Turning heads, scratching heads and shaking heads.
Yeah, a lot of mine are going to be scratching heads.
This one I think would turn some heads. All night long. Let me see that phone. Yeah. People would be kind of confused by that, and I kind of would love everyone like in the GAA community to just be a bit confused.
Yeah, yeah, such a 90s kid.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm not even just gonna, I'm just not gonna explain mine.
Cool.
I just think this would be really funny to lift a trophy to. Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Brilliant.
Okay, they get better after that.
Okay.
I went through like loads of playlists there in the last few minutes to try and figure out. Now this is where I'm thinking to scratch heads. It was just like, why? You're the only one.
What is that song?
That's Stick With You from the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, nice.
I'd love to see the lads with their tops off on Hill 16 reacting to that.
I think they're missing a trick by not going for the most iconic Irish song that has ever been created. And producer Callum is going to hate this. Play it. Everybody in the house at a party night. So good.
That's
no
so
matter
obvious.
What.
Sorry, why did they do that every year?
So obvious.
And again, going back to just utter confusion, maybe, I don't know. I just think it'd be hilarious to just shove this on if you're going out to pick up the trophy. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. Wouldn't you be so annoyed?
I love that.
If your moment to get up and to start playing through the speakers in Crow Park.
I think you can make something out of it.
Yeah, you totally could. There's multiple times in life when songs should play and there should be very specific songs that we should change to Wheels on the Bus.
Oh, yeah.
Like a funeral procession or something like that. And then, lastly, we go for a bit of a real, real left of field. No one would ever think, but I just think it'd be really funny to play this. We are the winners of Eurovision. And we just changed Eurovision to All Ireland. We are the winners of the All Ireland.
Hey, some food for thought there for the GAA. I had that this morning.
Right, you can have that for free, lads. Here we go. Wake up in my bed, I just want to have a good day.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Hi there, welcome.
Good morning. I have kind of a weird question for you. Do you know when you're like really... just like your body's not with it, you know you've really kind of burnt the candle at both ends, and you know when you're just really run down,
mm-hmm.
What symptom does your body give you
first? I think I get a sore throat.
Okay.
And then I know a cold is coming,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine is wrinkles.
Do you get wrinkles?
I feel like my face starts cracking.
Really?
Stop. That's so funny.
I just feel you only just feel so like I need a face just
some
bits.
So my one's kind of probably gross, and maybe some people out there will get this, but other people
farting.
Don't. No, because when I tell people, they're like, oh God, what? That's awful. I get spots on my tongue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like really bad.
So it's, say, for example, it's, you know when you sneeze and you bite your tongue?
Ah.
And it's very sore?
Very sore.
It's like that for 3 days. It's so painful. And I don't know if you realise this, how often your tongue hits your teeth.
Constantly.
All the time.
Yeah, especially
when you're
talking.
Notice it when you have a little sore.
Yeah, literally. So I have a spot on my tongue at the moment, and I woke up like at like probably 3 a.m. just like tongue hanging out my mouth going,
Sounds like scurvy to me. You actually might have scurvy.
No, it's when my body's run down. It's just pure like...
Why
like,
do you think he might have
how
scurvy?
How much vitamin C do you ingest?
I have a lot of vitamin
Never
C.
Never seen you eat an orange.
I drink orange juice though.
Yeah, but that's...
Is it from concentrate?
No, I don't have scurvy. I'm not a pirate. What?
You're a bit of a cowboy though, huh?
Yeehaw.
Recharged.
Morning, I want to tell you about my weekend. I had a gorgeous weekend, very wholesome. I was over in Clare. A group of us went over to visit my friend who's recently moved to Ennis with her boyfriend.
I'm surprised your voice is okay. You were with your musical gang, so there was going to be a lot of singing. I thought you'd be, hello, good morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually in better shape than I thought I would be. So we were all in the musical society together in college. That's how we're friends. So I was telling you that we were planning a big group performance on the weekend, and we kind of did it. We kind of had did it, but on Friday night was kind of games night, but kind of musical games night, if you will. First of all, we played a game called Blind Karaoke. Have you ever seen that being played?
Blind Karaoke, I love that. Yeah. I've seen the TikToks of that.
Yeah, I think one of my friends saw it on TikTok. So you like sit in front of the telly with your back to the telly, and then you put the group puts on a karaoke song, and you have to try and sing it. Sing the right lyrics to the song.
Or just
at
the right song.
Yeah, or the right song. And we kind of did head to heads where two people have to do it. Then we played another game, the newly named Two Bowls, One Performance. And okay. That was a game that I was telling you about last week where we have two bowls.
Yeah.
One bowl is characters and one bowl is songs. And you have to sing a song in the style of a character. Everybody has to guess what character.
What did you get?
So fun.
We had many fun ones. We kind of expanded it. We normally play with just musical characters and songs, but we kind of expanded it for the group. So we had a Joe Biden singing SpongeBob SquarePants.
Class.
We had the Hunchback of Notre Dame singing some High School Musical.
How would you speak like Hunchback or sing like Hunchback?
Well, I would be done. I would be hunched over and I'd be singing like that.
Wow.
Oh yeah, my God, wasn't that scary?
Proper actor there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we had a Jerry Adams singing Espresso.
That's not me. Espresso.
That's not me, Espresso. I'm working late because I'm a politician.
I'm a politician.
Sorry, why haven't we been talking about this all morning? It's 9:15.
It was loads of fun. On Saturday then, we went to see a dolman. We went to swim in the sea.
I did want you to see the dolmen. I'm still not clear as to what that is, but I'm glad you did see
it. It's like a
megalithic.
Neolithic, actually.
Excuse me.
Know your lithics.
Further back. Yeah, get it right. 4,000 year BC or something's from. Anyway, but looking back, everything was beautiful and wonderful, but I have one big critique from the weekend, and I can narrow it down to three words, and those three words are... too much cream.
Okay. Ooh. I thought it was going to be like Donald Trump's hotel or something.
No. Everything about the weekend was perfect. However, I had way too much cream at the weekend.
What do you mean you need too much cream?
Listen, I'll tell you. So
stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not. Friday night, we were celebrating one of the girls' birthdays, and my friend who we were staying with had made a Victoria sponge. So I had a big slice of cake with a big load of cream on the side. And I said, lovely, that's my cream intake done for the weekend, I'd say.
Yeah.
Wrong. Saturday, we
wrong.
Went.
Wrong.
How wrong was I?
Saturday, we went for dinner in a pub after a swim. Delicious. And I said, the only possible thing I could eat right now that would be right for the occasion is a big creamy bowl of chowder. Lovely, my favourite.
Wow.
And I paired it with a creamy drink, if you know what I'm talking about. Immediately after the bowl of chowder, I said, ah, girls, we got 99. And let me tell you, this was the biggest and creamiest and thickest 99 I'd ever had.
Class.
I was creamed out of it. I said, there'll be no more cream.
Does she hear it?
No more cream. Family show this weekend, okay?
Yeah.
Until yesterday came along and I was in the pub watching the All-Ireland final. And sure, what do they have on the menu? Only another seafood chowder.
Oh, seafood chowder.
Guys, I did the double on the chowder. It was a two chowder weekend. And it was a bad idea. I was doing chowder burps the whole way home on the train.
God. Sorry, there's no cream in the chowder though, is there?
Tons of cream in a chowder.
Oh, is there what?
It's like a leek and potato soup. It's just cream and fish.
Right. So when's the next we're gonna eat cream?
Probably next weekend. I'm going up to Belfast. Be on my holidays again. Another bowl of chowder, please. Another 99.
Wow.
Another creamy drink. But yeah, too much cream.
Yeah.
That's what you should be careful of that if you go to Clare.
Yeah.
Word to the wise.
Noted.
Wouldn't go there, man. All the cream.
Spins, fully Recharge.
We all know Ryland, don't we?
Ryland Clark.
Yeah, Ryland Clark Neal. He used to be
on Big Brother.
On Big Brother. He used to be on X Factor and things like that. Funny enough, his name is actually Ross.
Oh, yes.
No way.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that somewhere before.
I saw this clip on TikTok the other day that he said his name was actually Ross. It's still on his passport and everything. But obviously, he goes by Ryland. He's got himself a new gig, and to be honest, I'm here for it because every time Ryland gets a new gig, it's weird or it's funny or it's interesting.
A bit wacky, a bit different.
Yeah, and I just really like him.
Yeah, same.
He has a great personality.
He really does.
For him, yeah.
He's just been confirmed as the new host of Totally Unblurred Naked Dating Show called Dating Naked UK. It's on Paramount Plus.
No, that's an awful name.
Dating Naked UK.
Isn't that just like Naked Dating?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's such a terrible name.
So bad.
What was the other Naked Dating one?
Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction. That's good.
That kind of exists.
It's a better name.
So it's similar to the long-running Channel 4 dating show Naked Attraction. 10 single contestants will be ditching digital dating in favour of trying to find love while completely naked.
Okay.
It's so bizarre.
My
worst
nightmare.
Yeah. It sounds terrible.
Most people's.
The show promises to celebrate love, body confidence and braveness to bear all. Like... shut up.
We all know what the show celebrates. It's none of those things.
Exactly. It's just for the shock factor. Do you know what I mean? And I like, so this is what the press release says. It says the show contains full nudity without any blurring or pixelation. And I'm like, you just know this is for Americans. Because it's like, you don't have to say that in Europe. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's you just have that.
Yeah,
they're naked, by the way. Cool. But it's in America, it's like, they will actually be naked.
Zero pixels.
Yeah, like, so stupid. 10 contestants are going to live in a tropical paradise while naked 24/7. Along the way, they're going to be sent on various dates. New contestants will enter the living quarter to shake up the dynamics. And it's different things like that. So every episode, one contestant is set to be eliminated.
Usual rigmarole in terms of that side of things. The problem is, you're only going to get a certain type of person who's going to be willing to do that.
Yeah, very true.
You know?
And that's not the kind of person I want to be locked away on an island with. Mm.
So they're roaming around in the nip.
Yeah,
as opposed
pretty much.
To like in Naked Attraction, they kind of revealed it.
They kind of revealed, no, yeah. This is just here I am. All
here I am.
Here's everything.
Crack.
This is my Lord.
Hey, it's set to premiere on August 23rd with 2 episodes, and then a week every week there's a new episode. But it got me thinking: why didn't they just put Naked Attraction on Paramount Plus? Like, I know you're living in a tropical paradise, and so for surely it would be cheaper to buy it, and you'd still get that kind of shock factor for Americans with naked people on TV. Mm, plus, I also think like. There's something weirder about Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction is the weirdest show.
Like, if you just show a bunch of naked people, just there they are, it's fine, right? Mm. You get over it.
Yeah.
But every time...
It's the little different areas of the body that's funny.
Here's their feet, and you're like, you know no one cares about the feet.
Yeah.
Here's their ankles. Literally, no one cares. Keep going. You know what I mean? Like, I just like
it. It's very, like... the spotlight.
Yeah, but it seems to me that they kind of just put into ChatGPT, give me a naked dating show, and ChatGPT just spat out this. Dating Naked UK.
God.
Do you ever feel like, though, I feel like I'm a child sometimes, like if I see someone, like, imagine just I'm trying to put myself in that position, look at the person in the eye, I'd be like, oh, there's a boob.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you, like, I don't know, it's just so weird.
It is weird.
Even if you're in that situation, you know.
So I put it into ChatGPT.
Like,
come up with some naked dating TV shows.
Oh, very good.
Brilliant.
It's come up with 3 incredibly similar ideas.
Really?
Naked Attraction Extreme Edition. Great. Thanks.
So original.
Tagline is, no clothes, no pretense, just pure chemistry. Cool.
It's the same.
AI is not taking anyone's jobs. Building on the success of the original Naked Attraction, this version pushes boundaries even further. Contestants meet for the first time completely naked and must complete extreme challenges such as zip lining.
Can you imagine zip lining in the nip? Boobs going everywhere.
I honestly think that's not extreme. Like, that's not...
No!
It's just Naked Attraction Extreme would be if they turn around and they have to like bend down and cough or something. Like, that's extreme Naked Attraction.
Oh, God.
Stupid. Strip Search was another one. Tagline, uncover love in the raw. Concept, singles embark on a treasure hunt style adventure where clothes is the ultimate prize. I kind of do like the thought of them.
Give me a bra!
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's funny.
They win a day and they win a sock or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's actually good like crack, that.
And then we have The Naked Truth. Tagline, revealing hearts and bodies.
Oh, that's kind of good.
Is it?
No, but none of these are good.
In this social experiment, a group of, you guessed it, singles move into a luxurious house where clothing is forbidden. Through a series of dates, group activities and private moments, the show explores how physical nudity affects emotional vulnerability and interpersonal relationships. Stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Just reveal their bodies as they stand there in a see-through wardrobe, please.
This is what works for all of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I saw the Kardashians are watching it recently. Their minds were blown by it. Actually, yeah. Right, we're in the middle of another round of One Foot in the Rave. We haven't played this in the show in ages, and it's always go crack to see if people can manage to identify a song from a tiny, tiny,
teeny, tiny, teeny, 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 tiny.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Teeny, teeny, teeny.
Blink tiny. And you miss it.
Literally. That's it.
There's a lot of clout that can be garnered if you get this correct.
Oh, like in the Tinder bio immediately.
Yeah, massive.
The thing about this is, should you win based on that tiny clip, you'll walk away with 10 IMC Cinema passes.
10 IMC Cinema passes.
Producer Callum.
Fun fact for you, that clip is 0.2 of a second.
Yes.
I was watching the Olympics yesterday in the swimming, and someone missed out on the gold medal by 0.02 of a second.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
so that's, think of that clip, but 100 times shorter.
How would they even know?
I know.
100 times shorter.
That is unbelievably short.
Can you do that?
I don't think you... Do you know what?
Ring some people.
And I'll see if I can make a 0.02 second.
And there we were like saying, oh, it's so lousy. You know, the two All-Ireland finals, there was a point in it. Imagine 0.02 of a second.
I don't think it would play.
It's called 0.02 of a second.
Wow.
100 times shorter.
That's a draw.
Come here, Courtney, standing by. How are you?
Good.
Good weekend?
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
just
getting
all right,
done, so it's not great.
You're working. Ah, okay. That's never really good crack.
Bummer. All right. Well, we want to send you to the cinema 10 times over.
Yes.
Listen, Courtney, here's the clip. Any ideas? What do you think that dance song is?
Is it Stumbling In?
The song we just played.
That'd be quite the flex if we just went with the one that just played. Have a listen one more time. Right, Ash, what are you saying?
I'm afraid it is not Stumbling In.
Oh, but that would have been good.
It wouldn't be so bold, but we'll keep it earmarked for future, potentially.
Courtney, we might do that in future.
Yeah. Thank you, Courtney.
Give me his ideas.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for that, Courtney. Have a great day.
Thanks, see you.
Bye. Bye. Also standing by this morning is Dean. What are you up to?
Very good.
Dean, we want you to guess what this tiny little snippet of a song is. Have a listen.
What do you think, Dean?
Sound like the start of a party rock anthem. Remember LMFAO?
I do indeed. What a banger. Party rock anthem.
What a tune.
You're wrong, I'm afraid, Dean.
I get where he's coming from, though. Yeah, it totally does sound like that.
That's like the Bills.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%. Dean, good shout, though. Good guess. And thank you for ruling it out.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
All right. No joy today. We'll go again tomorrow with 8 IMC Cinema passes and a slightly longer clip. But first,
was there any joy?
Yes. So I have edited that clip down. So I was just saying there that I was watching the swimming in the Olympics yesterday and someone missed out on a gold medal by 0.02 of a second.
Wow.
Normally, when we play the first clip of One Foot in the Rave, it's 0.2 seconds. So that's 0.2 of a second.
So is that 100 times longer than what we're about
to
hear?
So I have clipped down the One Foot in the Rave clip to 0.02 of a second.
Sure, nothing's going to even play.
0.02 of a second. It's giving me a warning logo, but you never know. Let's give it a go.
I was just about to say there's a big massive error on this. Let's see.
Oh, that's 100 times less.
Sorry, maybe it's 10 times less, is it?
Must be 10, is it?
Ah, Matt.
Listen.
Like, that's ridiculous.
That's a scratch.
Yeah,
imagine losing an Olympic gold medal because of this.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, there has to be a case for a draw
can
there.
Can you play the One Foot in the Rave tune now, or the clip? Because that's going to feel like it's lasting forever.
Yeah.
Now, if you lost the Olympic medal to that then, well, you're useless.
Well, that's fair enough.
Where is this?
Wow, no.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Sorry, we're just like nerding out on this on radio things.
Just to say, we're looking ahead tomorrow then on One Foot in the Rave with 8, as Ash said, IMC Cinema passes to go. This is tomorrow's clip. Here's a preview.
Miles long.
Yeah.
Go again. No, I haven't a clip.
So that's 0.4 seconds.
Yeah, there's a lot more going on there. We'll play tomorrow on the show at the exact same time here at Spin.
I've been enjoying the Olympics a lot lately.
They're so good.
Producer Callum was just telling us there about a swimming race. I think it was the men's butterfly race, and that a person won by 0.02 of a second race. Okay. Well, the plot thickens. It gets even more crazy because in the same race, there was no third place because the two fellas who came second had the exact same
time.
No
way. Oh, so they had to come second.
So that means three people were within 0.02 of a second.
We just got what that sounds like, what 0.02 of a second sounds like. It's this.
That's insane.
That was the difference. Three of them hit the finish thing in that time.
59.03 was the winner, and then the second place, 59.05.
That's when you know you're top of your game. Like when you have to decide a winner by that little tiny minuscule.
That's unbelievable.
Bit, you know?
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.